Hi, this is Dave Zanotti with Cliff Notes, Part 2 on the Public Square. We're doing Cliff Notes this week regarding the fiscal crisis. Wayne Shepherd, my co-host, is off for the week in case you're wondering what happened to him. He'll be back. But in the meantime, we still have to talk about this fiscal cliff. And here's part of the problem. Who's actually doing the negotiating? Now, for the last 18 months, we've been told the most important thing in the world is the United States presidency. Suddenly, we're realizing that's not true. One of the most important things in the world is whether or not the United States government's going to go bankrupt. And what is the role of the president of the United States? Not a whole heck of a lot. It doesn't matter who gets elected or who got elected. The truth of the matter is, our fiscal policy is established by constitutional law, and that is the role of the United States Congress, and it is primarily the role of the House of Representatives. It is the responsibility of the House to pass legislation and to come to terms with the Senate, and together the House and Senate leadership are to present a budget to the president. Only at that stage in the game does the president get a vote, and he can either vote to approve the measure with his signature or vote to veto the measure. That's when he gets involved. The question you've got to ask yourself is, why would any administration usurp the authority of the United States Congress? Why would the president get involved early in the process and literally override the leadership of his own party? What is that all about? Well, that's the question. Tomorrow, I promise, we're going to get to the answer. This is Dave Zanotti. You've been listening to the Public Square, a broadcast service of the American Policy Roundtable. Thanks for listening.